We're up to the Aflamet Gimel Amud Beis. So we said Rebbe holds like Rebbe and holds like Rebbe Yehuda. So the Gemara now is going to explain. Savlik Rebbe Dama Chaykin Lashlim, you carve out to him Hashem Dalad Adalad. Savlik Rebbe Yehuda, and he holds like Rebbe Yehuda, Dama Bein, Erev Agav Amokam Dalad, and Veleka, without the Kulkola, without the basket, you don't have 4x4. My review, what's the case of review? The Tanya review, I'm a Noah's Kariv Shasram is stuck in a pole in Shasram Nich, a Ruva Leah puts his Erev on top of it. Gvoyu Durchavadal, the Ruva Erev is an Erev. In Mav, any Ruva Erev is not 10, is not considered an Erev, even though it's a Shasiyach, this Kariv, and he wants to be in Shasram and Shasram. We say that if someone puts his Erev, he has Dal Ramas, and Shasiyach is Oil Adrikia. But a tree, it's not considered an Erev, it's a speaker about when the knife is out of the Dal Ramas, but here it's in the Dal Ramas, it's okay. So the, if not, it's not an Erev, the Gemara says, because we say, if not, it's not tall 10, or it's not wide 4, his Erev is not an Erev. That's why we ask. If it's not 10, it's Vachem Adraba, frek the Gemara. At the end of the day, him and his Erev are in the same thing, even if it's not 10 Tvachem. Pshat is, this is what it says, if it's not 10 Tvachem, it's not going on the height, it's going on the width only. Gavoya, sorry, Tsar Shebresha Abo has to be 4. And Gwesar and Tsar Shebresha Abo doesn't have to be the height of 4. If there's, with 4, it's a Makam Chashev, to put an Erev, then an Erev is an Erev. Because he's in Shasarabim, and the Erev is a Shasiyach, it doesn't become Asa. Because he has Dal Ramas. But if it's not Dal Ramas, then he can't put the Erev on it, and then it's not going to work. Command the like a Reis Vida, it's not like a Reis Vida. Tan Reis Vida, no, it's Konav Shasarabim. If he stuck in a konin shasram, manich b'roish traskel, he put a basket on top of it. V'zorak, and he threw v'nach al gaba, he threw on top of it, the schayev, even though the kon is not dal da dalad. So he wants to say, fill a tame, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Hasam hajram l'chitzasa. The traskel goes around the konah, it's stuck in the middle. So we say, good achis b'chitzasa, and it goes down to the ground. Hasam, I'm sorry, hachalai hajram l'chitzasa. In the case of the basket, it doesn't go around the thickness of the tree. You only say good aches or choykin lahashlim is dafka with the tree. And we don't say two, choykin lahashlim and good aches. And some explain that command like Rebbeis is going on, I know it's koira. But if you just said koira doesn't have rechov adalad, it's not considered shasiyach, and we say this is not like Rebbeis because it's drask mishas ram is considered rechov adalad. So Rashi says the second pshat. Rav Yirmiyah says, Shani Kalkala. He says that the Mishnah goes where it's wide dalat. Why is the basket different? So he says, Shani Kalkala, since it's long, he can turn, hoil the yochel in toisa. Since it's long, he can tilt it and not, he can bend it over and not rip it off until it's within 10, and lavila sechasar, and he can take out the Erev. Yosra Papa Gamal Shmaitz Aser of Shamar Papa Bashwala Papa Kate the Oyster Vadika Bishine the Machshala of a nightlight. So the Mishnah is in Sechtes Beya that before Yonta before Shabbos, and he wanted to make an Erev for 2 days. So what does he do in the first day? Erev Yonta takes at the end of 2000 through a Shliach, because he himself without bread could also be kind of Shvisu because he's sitting there. And Machshechalov, he stays there till his Erev is kaina. Then he takes it, because if he leaves it there, he might get lost. He comes, and then he goes back to the other side. And the second day, he takes it Erev Shabbos, his Machshe, and eats it there. If he wants to bring it, or to leave it there, he can't because of Shabbos. If it's Yom Tov Achas Shabbos, I'll koch, he can leave it there Shabbos and say, tomorrow I'll go see if it's still there, and I'll be Machshech on it. So we see that the Ma'arev has to take the Erev at the end of 2,000 Amos. Why does he have to take it? As soon as he made the Shamer, let him say, even though he didn't bring it, it's like as if he brought it, because he said, Hoyle the Yochel and Toysa, and even though he didn't bend it in, so why don't we say the same thing, he could have brought it? V'achshara Ochel Abolai, Amai, Neyma, let's say, Kivin di boy am tuya, Motsam am tuya, Afgav lo am tuya, Kiman dam tuya, Dami. So the Gemara answers, we'll see the Teretz Mitzvah tomorrow, why we don't say that it's as if he brought it. This is the end of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis.